Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Idyas, Perik, Hey, Mishnah Aleph. Rabbi Huda says, Shisha Dvarim, here are another six things that are Mikulei Beishamai, where the Beishamai are makled, or from the leniencies of the Beishamai, Umechumrei Beis Hillel, and the Beis Hillel are Machmir. Here's our first Hagdama for the Mishnah. A Behemo Rechaya that died without Shechita, or was not Shechted Kehalacha, is referred to as a Nevela. Its flesh is an avatum, it's metama adam v'kelim. But the sinews, the bones, the hide, bones after was separated from the basar, they're not tame at all. But there's a machlaikis about the blood of a carcass of a dead animal. So like the Mishnah, dam nevelois, the blood that comes out of nevela. There's a dead animal here and blood is coming out. Is that blood tame or tahar? Beishame metarin, the Beishame say it does not have the tum of nevela. Flesh does, not blood. Ubeis Hillel metamin. The Beis Hillel say it does. They darshan this from a pasuk. Vayter zokta Mishnah. Second machlokes in our Mishnah. I have a dead chicken, and inside there is an egg. Can I eat that egg or not? Beyas hanavela, an egg of a nevela, an egg that was found in an oif, chicken or any other oif that's a nevela, kosher bread, obviously. So the Mishnah basically is telling us that if the egg is a completed, finished egg, in other words, the egg was finished before this bird died, in our mashal a chicken, it's okay. So we look at it as follows. Im yesh kiyoitzeba nimkeres b'shuk. If such an egg has a shell that is hard enough that it would be sold in the marketplace as a standard egg, muteres, the egg is mutter b'achila, because my assumption is this egg was finished before the bird died, before it was an avela. Eggs can't continue to grow or get hard after the mother bird dies. So memela, this is like an egg that happened to be in the bird. It's not part of the nevela. But v'imlav, if the shell of the egg is still soft, asura, then the beya is asur biachila. The egg is asur biachila. Because then it's considered part of like the intestines of the bird. It's not a finished egg yet. Just like the bird is asur, the egg is asur. Kidivrei beishame, that's the sheet of the beishame. Ubesil oisrin, but the basil are more machmer. The basil say, even with the hard egg, if you find it in a dead bird, you can't eat it. Now, be'etzem, the basil are moida. The egg should be okay. It was finished before the bird died. But the basil are scared that if we're going to allow you to eat the egg found in a nevela, even a hard egg, you're going to come also to eat the egg of a bird that was trefa, which we're soon going to learn about. And that, everyone agrees, is usr. As the Mishnah continues, Umoidim, the Beishamai are moided to the Beis Hillel. Bebeyas treifa. By an egg from a bird that is treifa, that can't live for 12 months because it received a maka or it's sick. It's usr biachila, even if it was shechted properly. The egg found in this bird, both Beishamai and Beis Hillel are moided. The Beishamai are moided to the Beis Hillel sheyasur. It would be usr even with a hard shell, which shows that the egg was finished. The difference between treifa and nevela is, in a bird that is treifa, the egg continues to grow even after the bird was treifa. So the egg was finished. It came to maturity through a mother bird that is treifa. That's what makes the egg treifa. Again, let's explain this. If I told you I have here an egg that's in a bag, is the bag kosher or not? Doesn't make a difference. The egg has a hard shell. It's in a bag. A nevela bird is like a bag if the egg was finished. If the egg was not finished yet, so it's not an egg in a bag. It's an egg that's part of the bag. With a nevela, the bird that died, and the egg is complete, it can only mean one thing. The egg was completed before the bird died, before it became a nevela. Treifa means a bird that's sick. It can't live for 12 months. So if a treifa bird lays an egg, I can't take the egg and say, oh, it's a hard egg. It was finished before it became treifa. Who says it was finished before it became treifa? It could be it was finished before it became treifa. Could be the bird just became treifa this morning. But I don't know that. Because the egg will continue to develop with the bird that was treifa. That's what the Mishnah means. Meshagedelo be'isser. It grows with the isser. I can never look at a egg that comes out of a treif and say, oh, it's a kosher egg in a bag. In a bag that's treif. It's not in a bag. It grew with the bag. It's part of the bag. It may have been finished now, but when it was still developing, it was part of something that was just not kosher. Vayter zok the Mishnah. In some instances, when a woman sees dam, she becomes tamei. But that's only a Yisraelis, not a Nachris. Dam, Nachris, the blood of a Nachris, as well as v'dam tahara shel mitzaras. There are times that any woman, when she sees dam, is still tahar. That would be during a period of dam tahara. We have already discussed when a woman gives birth, she's tummy for the first 7 days if it's a boy, and for the first 14 days if it's a girl. Afterwards, there's a period of 33 days for the boy, up until the 40th day, 33 plus 7, and 66 days for a girl, up until the 80th day, 66 and 14, where even if she sees blood during this time period, it's tahar. The problem is that this woman that had a baby is also a metzaira. So we have over here the blood of a nachris, as well as the blood of a metzairas, of a woman that was a metzaira, during the period where blood should be tahar. So b'shami mitarim, the b'shami say, the blood is tar. The b'shil say, not completely tar. Rather, kiruka, it would have the same din as her saliva, or kamei mei raglel, urine. What is the halacha with the saliva and the mei raglayim? There's limited tummy. They're metame if they're still moist, but not when they dry up. Let's try to understand what the b'shil are saying. Chazal were geyser, even though the dam of a nachris is not tamei at all min ha-toyra. Chazal were geyser, they should have a din of a woman that is tamei. But Chazal also wanted for us to remember that it's just a tumah midrabanan, not a tumah midraisa. So the Mishamei say, look, this is how we're going to remember it. Only in regard to a nachris, only her saliva may reglaim or tamei, but not her dam. The Basil say, no, the dam is tamei, but only when it's moist, not when it's dry. Unlike the dam ziva of a Yisraelis, the regular dam that comes out of a Yisraelis, that would be metame both lach and yavesh. As far as the dam that comes out of the mitzaras during her days of tahara, the Beis Shammai say, normally whatever comes out of a mitzar would be tame, min ha-toira. But this dam that comes out during these days of tahara, which is the 33 days after the 7 days that a boy is born, and the 66 days after the 2 weeks that a girl is born, the Torah says whatever comes out is tar. Yeah, this woman is also a metzaira. Fine, but tar is tar. Everything is tar. And the Beis Hillel say, the Torah just says the dam is tar during the days of tahara. Who says that the saliva and the meraglim are tar? However, they do darshan from sukkim that there is a limited tumah on it. Only when it's moist and not when it's dry. Again, and if it's a little bit complicated, it's okay, we're still going to go on to the next thing. The blood of a mitzairas is not tamei under the regular halachos of Nida and Ziva, because she's in her days of tahara. Period. According to the Basil, not period. According to the Basil, Shtaka doesn't have a din of blood coming out of her, but it's no different than other bodily fluids, like Reich and Meiriglayim. And therefore, the blood that comes out of her has the same din of the Reich and the Meiriglayim, which, in the Basil Dashna Samsukim, is only tummy when it's moist, not when it's dried. Regular tumma of a Nida or a Ziva is tummy even after it dried. Okay. Let's go on to an easier sugya. The Torah, as we know, was mafker peiros that grow during a Shemitah year. It's called peiros shvias. And the Torah said anyone can go into anyone else's field during a Shemitah year to collect peiros. And the owner of the field can't stand there to guard his field and stop people from coming in. So what's the machloikis in the Beshami, the Besil? Zok the Mishnah weiter. Oichlim peiros shvias, you can eat peiros of a Shemitah year. You can gather the peiros Shemitah from someone else's field and to eat it. B'toiva or shalai b'toiva. B'toiva means after you collect it, you know, you wave to the owner of the field. Ah, shkayach, shkayach. How nice of you to allow me to come into your field and take your peiros. Thank you so much. Or you don't have to thank him. K'divei b'shamei zehal d'b'shamei. U'b'shilam d'b'shil say, ein oichlim b'toiva. No, you b'davka cannot eat the peiros with an expression of thank you so much to the owner of the field. That would make it sound like the owner of the field did you a personal taiva. He didn't do you a personal taiva. The Torah commanded him to say hafker. Vaitra says the Mishnah, hachemis, that's a leather jug that got a hole in it. They used to use like leather canteens to carry water. If it has a hole in it, it's not very good to carry water. So they would tie the hole closed. In other words, the leather around the hole was tied, which was easier than sewing it shut, or I didn't have the kalim to sew it shut. Beishamim, the Beishamim say, Tsrura, it has to be that the leather became so stiff that I made this. Even without the knot, it's going to stay closed. That's when we would still consider this a keli al pi halacha for it to be makabel tumah, because it has to be a keli to be able to receive tumah. The basil say no, it's still considered a keli. Even if the skin didn't get so hard yet, the hide didn't get so hard, even if I would open the knot, poof, it opens up again. Right now it's tied, right now it's closed. So according to the basil, it's still considered a keli. Okay, so the pendulum swings wide throughout Shas as we go through the six in Yonim over here that Rabbi Yehuda added. First one was in regard to the blood of an Avela. The Beishami say it's Tahar. The Basil say it's Tami. The second one was in regard to the egg of an Avela. The Beishami say if you find a ready egg, in other words, the shell is hard, it's the kind of egg that's sold in the marketplace, it's Mutter. It's like an egg was in a bag. We don't say that the Avela created this egg. It was created before the bird died. But if it's soft, that means it was in the process of being created. So it was being created. It's still part of the intestines of the nevela. And just like the basar of the nevela is asr, the egg would be asr. The Beis Hillel asr, even the finished egg, they're concerned you're going to confuse it with a beis treifa. Because everyone agrees, if you find an egg, when a bird that is treifa, that can't live for 12 months, laid an egg, it is asr. Because here, unlike the nevela, it continues to grow. Even if it's finished, it doesn't help me because it continues to grow with the chicken even after it's treifa. Then we learned that the dam of a nachris, as well as the dam tahara during the period where dam is tar, but this particular woman is a mitzayras, the Beishami say the dam is tar, the Beishil say it has the same din as her saliva and me reglayim. It's tummy when it's moist, tar when it's dry. The next halacha was about if you go in during Shemitah and you eat someone's peiros, can you say thank you? Shami say either yes or no. The Basil say dafka no. If you say thank you, it's like he's doing you a personal taiva, and it's not considered a personal taiva. The Torah says your field is hefker on Shemitah. And finally, the last halacha was in regard to a leather pouch that was tied together. The Shami say it would only be considered a complete keli that's mekabel tumah if the leather, after you kvetch it together, squeeze it together, and tied it, it became so hard that even if it would untie, it would still remain closed. And the Basil say, no, as long as the knot is holding it together, even if the leather isn't there yet, right now, no water is leaking, it's considered a complete keli, which would be mekabel tumah.